Bear Stadium, Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson. It's halftime. Wimberley leads it by a score of 28-6. First half, JoJo Weeks to Hayden Krebs, touchdown passes. One was 67 yards, one was 28 yards, and one was 15 yards. And then JoJo also scored on a 7-yard run. So JoJo has helped account for 4 touchdowns in the first half, and the Texans are in control of this one by a score of 28-6. Let's throw it out of the field now and let you enjoy the Wimberley Texans marching band. Again, Wimberley 28 and Lavernia 6. Enjoy, everybody.
And while we're waiting a little bit here, Wimberley Texans football, or the band, is out on the field right now. I'll give you a couple scores from around Canyon Lake High School, up 24-0 over Blanco. San Marcos Rattlers up 7-0 over East Central High School. Smithville up 14-8 currently over Lano. Giddings 6-3 over, or up Navarro at halftime right now. Quite a few good games going on tomorrow, or later this evening. Lake Travis is going to play the Judson Rockets. Obviously, your score here is 28-6, Wimberley, and we are prepared, ready to go here. We're going to kick it back out to the field for the Wimberley band for halftime show. Enjoy. All right, Wimberley band is kind of on the other side. Hard to hear from the visitor side press box over here. So we are going to go to break real quick. We're going to again thank our sponsors for tonight's broadcast and all of this year's broadcasts here. Austin Community College, A.J. Hardwood, REMAX, Real Properties in Wimberley, AMM Collision, Ball Brothers Paint, Byron Eccles State Farm, Charles Schwab at Dripping Springs, Communicare, Onion Creek Volkswagen, and Seton Hayes Medical Center. We'll be right back with you for the start of the second half. We're going to kick it to a couple songs. Mike Blackwell and I will be back with a call here in about 15 minutes from Lavernia, Texas.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Where Wimberley is in control of this one by a score of 28-6. A reminder, tonight's ball game brought to you by Seton Medical Center Hayes. They're our title sponsor. Certainly want to thank Neil Kelly and Tammy Kelly for that. Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, AMM Collision Center in San Marcos and Dripping Springs, State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Onion Creek Volkswagen, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Austin Community College, and by Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall. 28-6 is our score. Wimberley over the Lavernia Bears, and Hayden Krebs with a pretty good season in the first half here tonight. He scored 3 touchdowns, all on passes from JoJo Weeks, and then JoJo Weeks ran a ball in for a touchdown as well. Jared, a lot to like from the Wimberley Texans in this first half tonight.
If you're a Wimberley Texan fan and you're out there listening, you weren't able to make it over to Lavernia, you're wondering, holy moly, can this team go all the way? And the answer is probably yes. At this point right now, they are looking unbelievable. Play calls are getting in fast. Remember last year we kind of saw a little bit of a delay in stretching the timeout, play calls getting in there early.
Right.
JoJo really looking in a great rhythm. Obviously, like you said, he's found his in what we can see early on is what to be his favorite target in Hayden Krebs so far. But he's really scattered it around pretty good. Gavin Martinez, couple grabs as well. Cade Stover, we've seen Wyatt Mann make a great over-the-shoulder catch down the far sideline. Running game is probably something that they're going to look to really get moving a little bit, keep that clock spinning
right
here in the second half as they take the field right here. The Wimberley Texans are kind of coming in with a little bit of renewed vigor as they came in with the beginning of the first half, and we saw a little bit of kind of stumbling a little bit. I don't expect to see that this time.